Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Rhino Knows Sports. I'm your host, The Rhino, and we've had a crazy show. Back and forth, there's been so much happening in the news, and I just want to say thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for getting through this and being able to listen to this podcast. All the fans out there who are getting this podcast out, you're the real heroes out there, because there's so much happening in sports right now that it's hard to follow. It's hard to keep track of. We have at least 4 to 5 sports going on right now. You got basketball going on. You got baseball. You got hockey. You've got so many different sports going on right now. But let's recap one of the greatest of the sports calendars. Congratulations to the University of South Carolina Gamecocks for their win over Iowa. Congratulations to the women there. You guys are doing great work. And boy, the way that the announcers and analyzers would talk about that South Carolina team, it's insane. It's totally different than how anybody else would. There was so much happening in sports, and congratulations to the South Carolina Gamecocks. Your women have been dominating. They have been just destroying teams in the women's game. What a fantastic team, and the way that they play basketball, they deserve it. I think they went undefeated this year, if I'm not mistaken, which is a huge accomplishment. That is hard to go undefeated. But what an impressive team and an impressive dynasty. So congratulations to the University of South Carolina girls, Gamecocks, for dominating basketball on the women's side. The men's side, UConn took the crown. You know, UConn is such a growing dynasty. Like, they're only going to get better. They're only going to get stronger, and they're only going to continue to get to those next echelons of sports. UConn is the dynasty. Like, UConn has figured out how to win in the margins. UConn has figured out how to play college men's basketball, because they're looking at doing like a 3-peat. Like, they have already done a repeat. Like, this is already a repeat. So they are going to continue to run through teams until some men's team takes them down. So men's teams, let's get it together. Let's try and get a Cinderella story to knock them out. I really was rooting for the North Carolina State Wolfpack, but they weren't able to make it that far. So, oh well, salutations and congratulations. But congratulations to the UConn Huskies for winning another title. Now, the meat and potatoes, I think that's what they say now, of what we're trying to talk about today. We have some great topics to talk about today. Baseball has just started. I'm pretty sure we're in the first couple of weeks of baseball season. And there's so much we could talk about with baseball. Like, baseball's a sport where I'm going to need to probably set up a primer, because baseball is so complex and so dense. There's so many TV shows, music, movies. So much is about baseball. Baseball is a powerhouse of a sport. And you never know who is going to take the crown from baseball. Baseball is a very fantastic sport. It has so much in its confines and so much in its analysis. But I don't know if we're ready for that talk yet, team. So we're going to break down hockey. Now, the hockey playoffs, there's a lot of teams who are buying for that chance in the playoffs. Hockey is going right now into the President's Cup mode, sort of. And they're leading into the Stanley Cup. And the Stanley Cup is their ultimate championship. The Stanley Cup is what the people look for when you get excited for hockey. Hockey is such a great sport. And there's so many different teams to watch. and you don't know who you're going to watch. And I'm just seeing right now, the Capitals beat the Red Wings and the Islanders beat the Rangers. Impressive teams. Like, there's shutouts and different types of victories happening all the time in hockey. You never know who's going to come to the plate and who's ready for the playoffs. There's so many great teams in hockey that it's just not possible to see who's going to win. So the current playoff matches that I'm seeing is in the Eastern Conference, you got the Bruins versus the Lightning. You got the Florida Panthers versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. You got the New York Rangers versus the Detroit Red Wings. Carolina Hurricanes versus the New York Islanders. The Dallas Stars, this is the Western Conference now, Dallas Stars versus the Vegas Golden Knights. You've got the, there's a, another team, one sec, Colorado Avalanche and the Winnipeg Jets, the Vancouver Canucks and the Nashville Predators, and the Edmonton Oilers versus the LA Kings. There's so much to be said about hockey. Hockey could be, it's anybody's game. All of those teams have a chance to win it. Like, each one of them has an opportunity. It's all about watching who the injured people are. Like, right now I'm looking Oilers and the McDavid guys day-to-day with lower body injury. Devils Hughes was ruled out versus the Leafs with an injury. Canadian Zeksha to have season-ending surgery. Like, there's so many to do with surgeries that just affect these teams and cause so much stress and strangulation within the league because you never know who's going to dominate in hockey. Hockey is such a dominating sport that you need to make sure you have the right people for the job. And there's so much that can happen in hockey. So, my picks are, I would pick the, I'm definitely going the Miami, the Florida Panthers. I really think the Panthers have it this year. I think the Panthers are going to really dominate this year. I think they have a lot of talent and they have a lot of good players out there. And you just have to have that right amount of talent and that right amount of players to be able to provide that certain amount of teamwork, you know? And there's a lot of different teams that are going out there looking for that analysis. They're looking for the right players. They're looking for the right combinations. And some of the teams are putting it together at the right time. And I think the Florida Panthers are putting it together at the right time. And then on the other side of the bracket, I have the Los Angeles Kings. I think the Kings, I've always been rooting for the Kings for a while now. And the Kings have always been like my team on the West Coast that I've always rooted for. So I'm going with the Kings because unfortunately my true team, the Kraken, are not in it currently. So my Seattle Kraken did not make it. But we'll get them next year because my Kraken do not give up because our Kraken bang the gong. Dong! Dong. And there's so many other sports that I want to get into, but unfortunately we're running out of time. So thank you all so much for listening and thank you so much for enjoying my podcast. I really love putting on this podcast for each and every one of you. And I love being able to provide that type of podcast audience and that podcast opportunity for each and every one of you. You guys have all been a blessing and you guys have all been a joy to be able to chat with and talk to, and it's such a great experience being able to share with each and every one of you my different sports takes and what those sports takes have to do with how you're going to make it in life and how you're going to take these sports. So tell your friends and tell your family about my podcast. I would love to hear more people share in this podcast and go on in its endeavors. And it's such a great opportunity. If you're just new to sports, this is the podcast you need to go to. So share with your friends, tell your family. God bless.